Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include France. Chinese tourists learned the real story of Falun Gong while visiting Paris. The Art of Jinshan Ren exhibition well received in Cleveland, Ohio. Toronto. Falundafa Practitioner Youth Club awarded at Philippines Cultural Festival. Persecution of Falun Gong claims second life in same family. Minnesota and Virginia, introducing Falun Gong at community events. And introducing Falundafa in Venezuela. Now for the stories.
France. Chinese tourists learn the real story of Falun Gong while visiting Paris. It is estimated that among the over 40 million tourists who visit Paris each year, about 1 million come from mainland China. For the past 19 years, Falun Gong practitioners have maintained a presence at popular tourist sites, telling people about the benefits of Falun Gong, as well as clearing up misconceptions Chinese tourists often have based on the defamatory propaganda they were fed by China's state-run media. Chinese tourists usually get off their bus at Champ de Mars, walk past the plaza for dining, and return to their bus to head to their next destination. Practitioners place a variety of posters and banners along the 700-foot passage. One day, a practitioner, Ms. Jun, approached a student tour group and told them about the severe persecution by the Communist Party in China. She encouraged them to consider withdrawing their memberships in the party. The teacher leading the group was nervous and tried to stop the practitioner, saying that the students should not get involved in politics. Ms. Jun explained that when joining the Communist Party's youth organizations, these students vowed to devote their lives to the party and that quitting the regime is the best way for them to avoid getting into politics. "I know that Falundafa is good," one student suddenly shouted. "My grandma, uncle, and aunt are all practitioners, and they are good people." The teacher heard this and went quiet. Ms. Jun continued talking with the group for a while before they left. A biology teacher read the poster in detail and spoke with the practitioner, Ms. Jin. The teacher commented, "I believe Falun Gong must be good because there are so many people practicing it." After Ms. Jin cleared up her confusion regarding slanderous propaganda, such as the staged Tiananmen Square self-immolation, she was thankful and decided to quit her memberships in the communist organizations. A Chinese student studying in Germany read the posters and talked with a practitioner. He said, "Everything I heard about this in the past was negative. What I learned here today is totally different." The student said he did not like the party and had never become an official member. After the practitioner explained to him the importance of severing all ties with the regime, he agreed to quit the Young Pioneers, a party organization that he had been made to join in elementary school. Two business people from Marseille in southern France were visiting Paris and signed the petition calling for an end to the forced organ harvesting in China. One of them said, "Activities like this are very informative and tell us a very important message. Thank you for being here."
The Art of Jinshan Ren exhibition well received in Cleveland, Ohio. The Art of Jinshan Ren, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance International Exhibition was displayed in Cleveland, Ohio at the Josephat Arts Hall on July 5th through August 5th, 2018. A local artist wrote in the exhibition guestbook, "A beautiful collection of paintings that most importantly bring to all the history of Falundafa and how the Chinese Communist Party has destroyed millions of lives." Another visitor wrote, "A must-see exhibit for all." Ina, one of the organizers of the exhibition, said, "This is the first time this exhibition has been presented in Cleveland. The paintings present a very powerful and unique medium to depict the peace and beauty of Falundafa cultivation in contrast with the horrors of the persecution these practitioners in China are enduring." Many painting descriptions were translated into Russian for this event, allowing several Russian-speaking senior groups and attendees from Cleveland's Russian community to better understand the paintings. Some of the exhibition guides were Falun Dafa practitioners from mainland China who had personally experienced the persecution. They shared their stories with the visitors. Many visitors shed tears and hugged these practitioners. A visitor named Haim commented, "I am very grateful that we are in a country where we can practice religion freely. We should spread the word about this movement so we can put the persecution to an end." For many visitors, the exhibition was their first introduction to Falun Dafa, and many expressed interest in learning the practice. A member of a senior citizen center said, "All of this is so inspirational. Maybe learning this will be a good start of a new life."
Toronto, Falun Dafa Practitioner Youth Club awarded at Philippines Cultural Festival. The Toronto Falun Dafa Practitioner Youth Club participated in the 20th Mabuhay Philippines Festival held in front of City Hall on August 25th and 26th. The practitioners were warmly welcomed by organizers and awarded honorary medals. Many festive goers were impressed after learning about the benefits of Falun Dafa and asked for information about where to learn the exercises. After they learned that this ancient spiritual practice is being persecuted in China, many people signed a petition calling for an end to the atrocities. At the award-winning ceremony on the 26th, organizers invited the Falun Dafa practitioners to the stage and presented them with the honorary medals of the festival. The host said, "I am very grateful to Falun Dafa practitioners for coming to our cultural festival. Falun Dafa is a large group here. We are very honored to have them participate in this cultural festival." Manny and Jeannie, the police officers on duty at City Hall, walked straight to the booth. Manny said, "I have seen Falun Dafa practitioners in many places, but today we want to learn more." Practitioners gave them a brief introduction to the exercises and introduced the principles and exercises of Falun Dafa cultivation. Later, they were more interested in asking about the local practice site. Jeannie said that he wanted to start practicing at the site closest to his home and that he was ready to learn. The officers said that their daily work was very hard and stressful and that they needed a way to relax. They felt that Falun Dafa can help people to relax their minds and bodies. After learning that Falun Dafa benefits practitioners, both physically and mentally, Ms. Ghana Eman said excitedly, "I am now ready to start practicing." She learned the first exercise set on the spot. Tomas, a tourist, stopped at the booth and said that he only knew that Falun Gong was being persecuted, but didn't know how much else about the practice and wanted to learn more about it. After hearing more details, he said that he was very interested in learning the practice. He left his contact information, hoping to participate at a local practice site. The Practitioner Youth Club consists of a group of young Falun Dafa practitioners in Toronto, Canada, ranging in age from 14 to 27. They have an established FA study group, and they regularly participate in activities to spread the practice as well as parades and activities that clarify the facts. The Practitioner Youth Club was established in April 2017 and has since welcomed many new practitioners. The club provides an environment for exchanging experiences, cultivating, and learning to communicate with peers. More than 60 people have participated in the club.
Persecution of Falun Gong claims second life in same family. An incapacitated man was found dead at home alone on August 22, 2018, while his father and younger brother are serving time for their faith. The 49-year-old man's death came only 3 years after his mother's passing. The late Mr. Yang Junfeng and Ms. Lin Songbai add to a growing list of Falun Gong practitioners who have lost their lives for holding firm to their faith. Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, is a mind-body practice that has been persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime since July 1999. The deceased mother and son in Shulan City are not the only members in their family targeted for refusing to renounce Falun Gong. Mr. Yang's father and his brother have also been repeatedly arrested and harassed for upholding their faith. All four members of the Yang family were given 1 year of forced labor in July 2007. By the time they were released, Mr. Yang Jungfeng had become mentally disabled and unable to stand straight. In the meantime, his mother began to suffer from memory loss and other health problems. She passed away in early 2015, and her husband and younger son were arrested again just months later for handing out Falun Gong informational materials. Mr. Yang's father and brother were each sentenced to 6 years in prison, and they have no idea how Mr. Yang Jungfeng died alone.
Minnesota and Virginia, introducing Falun Gong and community in events. Community events offer a good opportunity for volunteers from the Falun Gong group to raise awareness about this ancient meditation and the persecution of the practice in China. The following report includes recent events in Minnesota and Virginia. St. Paul, Minnesota. There is a busy farmers market in St. Paul, Minnesota, every weekend in the summer. For the past several years, Falun Gong practitioners have come here to demonstrate the exercises and offer free instruction. Their booth was especially busy during the first 2 weeks of August, and many people stopped to ask questions and take Falun Gong flyers. A yoga instructor and several other ladies were very interested in attending a regular practice site. A practitioner gave them a flyer with a map of all the practice sites in the area. One man said, "I know Falun Gong is not allowed in China." He said his wife is Chinese and his parents-in-law used to be university professors in China. He said that the Chinese Communist Party persecuted them during the Cultural Revolution, forcing them to live in a rural area for a long time. A practitioner explained that Falun Gong was persecuted by the CCP due to the widespread popularity of the practice. She told him about the health benefits of the practice, and he said he would try it out. Another man said he had seen a video outline about the persecution of Falun Gong in China. He said it made him sad to see how those good people were suffering for their belief. Virginia. As August 14th is Pakistan's Independence Day, a Pakistan festival was held on August 18th in a park in Northern Virginia. Falun Gong practitioners had a booth at the event to introduce Falun Gong and raise awareness about the persecution in China. Many people watched the exercise demonstration and several joined in to learn the movements. One woman said that the exercises were very relaxing and that she would attend a group practice site on the following Saturday. Local officials were invited to participate in the event. Congresswoman Barbara Jean Comstock of Virginia came to the Falun Gong booth and posed for a group photo with the practitioners. She said that she would continue to support Falun Gong in their efforts to end the persecution in China.
Introducing Falun Dafa in Venezuela. For the first time in a long time, a Falun Dafa presentation and exercise class was held in Venezuela. A group of practitioners held the free workshop in Cagua, the capital of Aragua, on August 12th. They briefly introduced the guiding principles of Falun Dafa and truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, demonstrated the exercises, talked about the benefits they personally experienced from the practice, and informed the attendees about the persecution of the practice in China. People from Maracay, Cagua, Turmero, Villa de Gura, Guarico, and Miranda attended the workshop. The financial situation is very difficult for most people in Venezuela, and the public transportation system does not function well. Many people who wished to attend could not make it because of these obstacles. Still, around 50 people made it to the workshop. At the end of the workshop, many of the participants said they felt inner peace while doing the exercises. They said that they will continue the practice at home and will share what they learned about Falun Dafa with their friends and families. While some plan to attend the regular practice site in Valencia, many attendees said they hope to start exercise sites in their areas so that more people in Venezuela can have access to Falun Dafa. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.